السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله، ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, once again we have gathered for the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. By now I have mentioned many times that the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not limited to the taking of his name Allah, or to the recitation of some tasbihat, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. When Allah Ta'ala himself says in the Quran Sharif, O ye believers, don't let your wealth and your children divert you from the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله. Now I'm not making any tafsir of the ayat. This is not the program for that. But just to bring a point across to you, that Allah Ta'ala says that don't let your children, أموالكم, your wealth and your children, divert you from the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. So if the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala was Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar only, so then the children and the wealth, it will definitely be an obstacle. The person will sometime be talking to his children, sometimes he will be going to the shop and to his business to earn livelihood. Sometimes he will be in his profession, he is a doctor, he is a teacher, he is an engineer. Now at that time he will be occupied in other deductions and calculations and surgery and all kinds of things. So at that time he can't be making Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. So it shows that zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala truly and really means this, that the person must not be diverted from the Sharia, from the Deen of Allah Ta'ala, from the Ahkam of Allah Ta'ala. His wealth, his children must not become an obstacle. They must not take him onto those lines and those places and those actions which are displeasing to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever is the hukam of Allah Ta'ala, in whichever condition or in whichever situation, then the person fulfills that hukam in that particular situation. If that situation demands the recitation of the Quran Sharif, then he reads Quran Sharif. If it demands the khidmat of the parents, then he does khidmat of the parents. If it demands going and earning livelihood, then he goes to the marketplace and he goes and earns the livelihood. He moves his hands and feet in search of livelihood. At that time he doesn't say that Allah Ta'ala will send it from the heavens, so what is the need for me to go to the marketplace? I will sit in the masjid. My children and my family, they can wait for the sustenance to arrive. So this is what we mean by zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Then again, when it comes to the negative side, then all those places where there is a hukam, that restrain yourself from this or restrain yourself from that, then that is the negative zikr, that the person restrains himself no matter what kind of pain comes on his chest. 295097, remove your car, 295097. No matter what kind of pain comes on the person's heart, spiritual heart, but he takes the pain but does not violate the hukam of Allah Ta'ala. And when he does that, then I have repeatedly said that it is not a fantasy world that I'm talking about. I'm not talking about some fairy tales. It is a reality. Allah Ta'ala then gives the sweetness of Iman. There is a haqiqat, there is a reality about sweetness. The word sweetness has got a reality. Every word has got a reality. If you say dairy, and if you have 1 pint of milk or 1 liter of milk, you won't call that a dairy. A person says that you must come to my dairy and buy some milk. So if you go there and he's got 1 liter of milk, you won't call that a dairy. In the same way, if a person has got 1 or 2 rands with him, and if he says that I've got plenty of money, then we won't call him a rich person, because he can't buy anything these days with that money. So for everything there is a haqiqat, there is a reality. So this sweetness also, there's a reality. Behind that word there's a reality. And Allah Ta'ala's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if he says that the person will get the sweetness of Iman, then definitely there is a sweetness. And if you don't believe me, then listen to this. I made a... Last week, Friday, I had a computer that came in for repairs. It had a computer virus on it, so I was busy looking through these files before deleting them. I found some porn which this man had downloaded from the internet to his computer. Now this person had downloaded some filthy things onto his computer. On one side he had the recitation of Sheikh Shatri. On one side was a recitation of the Quran Sharif by Sheikh Shatri. And on the other side was this porn. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. When I first opened this porn file, then alhamdulillah, out of reflex, I closed it. But after that, there was this strong desire to open it and look at it again. I was alone at that time, and my nafs had this strong urge to look at it again. As a young person, this, who has come out from that kind of lifestyle, from raves and other kinds of haram associations, so just imagine what kind of temptation must have come upon this person's heart to watch one more time. I didn't know what to do, but at that moment Maulana Zikr from Thursday night came into my head. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Last week, Thursday's program, Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. I repeated this, and I had this feeling that my Allah was watching me. I immediately shut down this computer and moved away. I cannot explain what happened next. Now this is the truth, that my heart felt as if it was broken. Definitely the heart will become like shattered, because the person's strong desire to indulge in that haram has been restrained. There's a pressure, and Allah Ta'ala comes into those hearts which are broken for His pleasure. When you break those hearts, then barbad e muhabbat ko na barbad karenge, mere dil e nashad ko wo shad karenge. Once you break that heart to smithereens for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, when the blood of your desires flows, as that example you have heard so many times, that when the sun rises, first the horizon turns red, completely red, then the sun shines. When the horizons of our heart will be turned red with the desires, with the blood of our evil desires, then the suns of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala will rise in those hearts. So this is what he says, my heart was shattered. But after that what happened, he says, he cannot explain. Then suddenly it seemed as if it lit up. It had a life of its own. I started crying and making dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and making shukr that He protected me. The enjoyment that I got throughout, I cannot explain. It was like waves, which you always talk about. Waves of ecstasy that was going throughout my body. When Maulana used to talk about this in his bayan, I never understood and never believed but that it can happen to me. But alhamdulillah, not only do I now understand, but Allah Ta'ala has made it easy for me to stop committing these sins. It was only out of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's mercy and Mawlana's zikr programs that I didn't look at that porn, because I myself know how weak I am. There was a time when I used to get enjoyment from watching these kind of things, but my heart should fill with darkness and restlessness. At that time I never had the desire to read namaz, to make zikr, make tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Shaitans tried to play the old reel again, but alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala protected him, and then he goes on. Now why did I read this? Not to brag about anything, or not to promote anything else except one thing, and that is that there is no question of despairing of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Those young friends of mine who were in sinful lifestyles and filthy associations, now they must not think that there's no hope, that this is only for the great born walis. Those who are born walis, they get these kind of experiences and they only taste the sweetness of iman. First, that heart has to be shattered. We have to take that pressure. There is no other way of getting it. If we think that one side will carry on with our sins and we will make namaz too, we will make tilawat of the Quran Sharif too, we will make dawat and tabligh too, we will go to the majlis of zikr too, we will go to the khanqah by the Sheikh Saab too, we will do all that too, but at the same time we will commit adultery too, we will commit fornication too, we will listen to music too, and when nobody is watching, we will watch the filth on the television too, and we will watch the filth on the internet too. So then it doesn't work like that. Razi rahe Rahman bhi, khush rahe Shaitan bhi. It doesn't work like that. We have to make Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala razi and pleased. And then wallah, Allah Ta'ala will cause in our hearts those waves of His muhabbat to rise and fall. The feeling will be something very unique and different. Every time there will be a new enjoyment, like the person gets an enjoyment in Jannat. In every food that he will eat, there will be a new enjoyment. Allah Ta'ala will give that enjoyment in this world. But we must not make ibadat for enjoyment. We must not make zikr and tilawat for enjoyment. And we must not obey Allah Ta'ala so that we get enjoyment. We must do it so that He becomes pleased. It is His right over us that we should please Him. It is His right that we should not displease Him. And when we are going to do that, when we are going to fulfill our part of the contract, then we don't have to ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will give it. It really pleased me when I read this letter. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must give him istiqamat. Allah Ta'ala must increase his happiness and his enjoyment. And that sweetness of iman, Allah Ta'ala must bless us all with it. Because that is one of the signs, istilzazu ta'at. The person will get an enjoyment. He will not have to be forced, time for namaz now, get up, time for namaz. He won't have to be told that. He will be worried when time is namaz time. Tahajjud time also, that there's no need for anybody to shake him up. His insight, his conscience, and his love for Allah Ta'ala will get him up. Everything will become easy after that. In the beginning there will be some test, some trial. It's not a question of just smooth sailing. If it was like that, then there was no need for any mujahada. So this is that mujahada. All other mujahadas in its place too, but the greatest mujahada is against the nafs. If we learn to conquer our nafs, then we are already with Allah Ta'ala. One step on the nafs and the person is with Allah Ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's one hadith Sharif will mention and start zikr, in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is reported to have said, Hazrat Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that hadith. He was the uncle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and he says that zaqa ta'am al-iman. That person has tasted the sweetness of iman. Already tasted, finished. Not that he will get it in future somewhere. Who? Man radhiya billahi rabba. Person who is pleased with Allah as his Rabb. Rabb, every hukam of Rabb is to be obeyed. So this person is pleased that my Allah is my Rabb, He is my nourisher, He is my cherisher, He is my sustainer. So whatever is His hukam, there's great wisdom in it, there's great khair in it for me. So therefore I'm happy and pleased with it. رَضِيَ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّهِ. The same car has not moved as yet, 295097. Please move your car. If the person is in this majlis, 295097, please remove your car. So the person is happy and pleased, رَضِيَ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّهِ وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ. And Islam is the way of life. No other faith, no other religion, no other customary practices, nothing. Islam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa bi Muhammadin sallallahu alaihi wasallam rasula, as the messenger of Allah is happy that Allah Taala gave him Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now we have to explain this; it needs hours. But just this message that if we are happy, now we must take an X-ray of our hearts and see are we really happy with all Allah Taala's hukams? Are we happy, or sometimes we find a bit of tightening and say, I wish this hukam was not there. I wish this hukam was not there. There was one alim, and this is a true incident, they had to dig up a grave some years back in Madina Sharif, and when they dug up that grave, they found the body of a Christian woman in there, or of a white woman from France in there. After they made tahqeeq and found out she was a woman from France. Now they were very shocked and surprised that how can in this qabr here in Madina Sharif, that this woman's body comes, because there they dig up every now and again the same grave. It's a long story, but the gist of it is, after they made investigations, they found out, when they said, now go and dig up the grave there where she was buried. Because it is in the power of Allah Ta'ala, He can transfer, He can move, He can switch, He can do anything He wishes to. So when they dug up the grave there, they found that scholar's grave there, that alim's grave there. So how did her body come here? Said she had accepted Islam, and she was practicing Islam, and there was a lot of opposition to her Islam, but she made a lot of mujahada. Her desire was that to be in Madina Sharif, so Allah Ta'ala transferred her there. And this alim, when they asked his wife that, you know best, what was his character like, she said, he was a very pious person. He never did anything that was against Quran and Sunnah or Sharia. He used to make his namaz, keep his roza, he didn't indulge in sins. But only one statement he made many times, that after we used to have a relationship, then he used to say, I wish this masla of husal was not there. Because winter time, summer time, the person has to have a bath. So this was his only once or twice he made this statement, I wish this masla was not there, that after relationship with one's wife, he must make husal. Now just look at that. Now because of that, the person's body went away from him. No matter what he did, namaz, roza, zakat, hajj. So we have to be so careful and on guard what statements we make. So we must be pleased and happy with Allah Ta'ala as our Rabb, with Islam as our Deen, and Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as our Rasul. May Allah Ta'ala bless me, bless you, and the entire Ummah with the tawfiq of Amal. So since this Mera Ghaflat Me Duba Dil Badal De saved one young person and gave him the sweetness of Iman, his repeated recitation of Mera Ghaflat Me Duba Dil Badal De, so Allah Ta'ala changed his heart, as I mentioned last week. That if you keep saying, who knows when that time of acceptance would be suddenly be there, and the person's heart is changed, Allah Ta'ala changes the direction of the person's heart. So if we listen to this again, who knows, somebody else may get saved. We might get saved. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدا یا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدا یا فضل فرما دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدا یا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدا یا فضل فرما دل بدل دے Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. We are seeking the fazl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and asking Him to change the condition of our hearts. Our arteries are clogged. The arteries of our aqaid, the arteries of our ibadat, the arteries of our akhlaq and muamlat, our dealings, our etiquette, our morals, everything. We are asking Allah ta'ala for a complete change of heart, a transplant of our heart. Asking Allah ta'ala to take away this hawa and hirs, evil passions and desires and greed, the heart which is filled with all those kind of things. Then you will get actions also which will be of animals from such bodies. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun. Badal de mera rasta dil badal de, badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Oh my Allah, how long am I going to live a life of sin on this earth? How long? 50 years, 60 years, 100 years, how long is the person going to live? Many a times we read of a person 50, 70 years, 80 years of age, and they say he was arrested for what? For rape or for indecent assault. Now why does that happen? Because his entire life he spent like that, in sins. So we are asking Allah Ta'ala to change the condition of our hearts. Don't keep us like that. Don't let us remain there. Let us also take off, as so many have taken off. Let us not remain like the speck of dust on the ground. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hai, payada misle ghubar mein ho. So we are saying, O Allah, give us also that fuel that makes us take off from the ground. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Suno mein naam tera dhadkano mein, suno mein naam tera dhadkano mein. Maza aa jaye maula dil badal de, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de. Oh Allah, with every beat of my heart I hear your name. You be with me. I get that enjoyment. Maza ajahe maula. What kind of maza is that in sins which brings nothing but restlessness, worries, problems, azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? And especially if it is ishq-e majazi, Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi alayhi say, wa azab-e ilahi. Ishq-e majazi, illicit love relationships, it is azab-e ilahi. That person's happiness, enjoyment, all is gone. Ask that person to take qasam and say, that after they part, then what kind of enjoyment they get? Enjoyment or restlessness they get? So he's saying, O Allah, in my tawbah from sins, and in the taking of your name, I get an enjoyment. Because once a person is getting enjoyment in something, then he will look forward to it. Then he will not have to be forced. He will not have to be pressurized. There will be no pressure put upon him that he must do this or do that. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de. khudaya fazl farma dil badal de khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Sing, O Allah, with your fazl, with your grace, with your ihsan, just as you have blessed us with so much of your bounties without us deserving, O Allah, in the same way we are not deserving of this, but we are asking you that with your fazl and your ihsan, change the condition of our hearts. Karun qurban apni sari khushiyan, karun qurban apni sari khushiyan, tu apna gham ata kar dil badal de, tu apna gham ata kar dil badal de. Hata loon aankh apni maa siwa se, hata loon aankh apni maa siwa se, jiyon mein teri khatir dil badal de, jiyon mein teri khatir dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Oh Allah, I turn my gaze away from everything except you. Whatever is your hukam, I fulfill. I love my parents, my children, my wife, my business and everything else because it's your hukam. How simple life becomes. It is very easy to tell others, do this, do that, do that. But here the effort is on ourselves. That we have to change our hearts. When our hearts will change, thousands of other hearts will change. But we don't have that heart which is filled with that love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so that it becomes like the honeycomb that's pulling the bees towards it. The bees will come, but first we have to become that honey. Then the bees that will come will increase that honey. If there is some honey somewhere, it will attract the bees. And then these bees put together will increase that honey. So how much more sweetness will come? Allah Ta'ala just put this example now, that first there will be one little honey, one person somewhere who we can call honey. And then when he will get so many bees around him, then their sweetness and his sweetness put together will be sufficient to put sweetness into so many hearts. So we have to first become that honey. Everybody uses this word, my honey, my honey. But those honeys are different. There's no sweetness because there's nothing. It brings life, restlessness, anxieties, worries. So this sweetness that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is promising, it is something certain, it's definite, it's a haqiqat. This is what I'm trying to get across. We should get this out of our minds and hearts and heads, that these are words which are used by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam doesn't just use a word, there's haqiqat in it. When we will get that haqiqat, then you will get the haqiqat in that too. But at present we are lifeless, soulless. I gave that example, if you go to the zoo, if you go to the museum, one is you go to the zoo. So there if the lion is even if the lion is in the cage and it roars, then the people go flying, as Molna says. But if you go to the museum, then they put there, please don't touch. Now they got a lion stuffed with sawdust, so they got there written, please don't touch. Now have you seen any lion in Kruger National Park with a notice on its body, please don't touch? Why? Because this lion is lifeless, soulless. It's stuffed with sawdust. So even the rat will come and nibble at its toes there. The rat will also climb up on its body and go and nibble at its ears. Why? Because there's no life. But those lions which have got haqiqat, their one roar is sufficient. not even roar. If you just hear from somebody, there's a lion loose around here. And as my sheikh says, if somebody's got constipation, he won't need laxative. So this is what we need. We want that life, we want that soul. How long are we going to remain lifeless, soulless bodies? This is why we are being trampled in the world. Somebody throws bombs on us, somebody tramples us beneath their feet, somebody crushes us. Why? Because we don't have that roar of that lion anymore. Those days they used to just hear from far, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, the army is coming, finished. Ghabrat. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Pada hoon tere dar par dil shikasta, pada hoon tere dar par dil shikasta, rahoon kyun dil shikasta dil badal de, rahoon kyun dil shikasta dil badal de. Oh Allah, I am at your door. Oh Allah, I am at your mercy. Oh Allah, I have placed myself before you. I am helpless, I am weak, I don't have the strength, I am broken hearted. But oh Allah, why should I remain broken hearted when my taluk is with you, who is a Kareem Rabb, who is a forgiving Rabb, who is a merciful Rabb, who has got his doors open for the sinners long as they return. So why should I remain broken hearted? Why should not I have this heart repaired? Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدھر اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah,
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ 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 الا 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 اللہ
Before we commence with the dua, brothers, just one announcement that inshallah, next Thursday, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wills, then out of His mercy, ihsan, grace and kindness, Inshallah, we should be reading Salat and Salam at the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So we won't be having any majlis for the next two or three weeks. But that does not mean that's the end of zikr and the end of tilawat and end of all ibadat. This is just a sample. It is just for ta'aleem. After that, the person must make it his lifestyle. Every day there must be some zikr, some tilawat, some ibadat, some reading of kitabs on masail, on fazail, on tafsir, whatever, so that we increase our knowledge to our and our amal to, and we get the closeness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So make a lot of dua that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make it extremely easy. Allah ta'ala take with Sahat, with afiyat, with health, and with ikhlas. And fill this heart which is filled with ghaflat. Allah Ta'ala must fill it with the muhabbat of His and of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana zolabna anfusana. Allahumma rabbana ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اے میرے پیارے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف کر او مائی بلاور اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ forgive each and every one of us اے اللہ how loving you are how caring you are how compassionate you are How forgiving you are.
How tolerant you are. Oh Allah, you are Kareem, you are Rahim, you are Sattarul Uyub, you are Ghaffarul Zulub. Oh Allah, oh my most beautiful Allah, oh my most forgiving Allah, how long are you going to keep your doors shut from us of your mercy and of your rahmat and of your forgiveness because of our sins and our vices and our evils? Ya Allah, we are not giving up the haram. We are not giving up the disobedience. We are not giving up our evil qualities. Ya Allah, why should you give up your sifat of Rahimi and Shane Karimi? Ya Allah, don't look at our sins. Oh Allah, don't look at our sins. Look at the tears of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which flowed for this ummah. Look at the blood of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which flowed for this ummah. Ya Allah, teri shaad-e rahimi aur kareemi ka maamla farma. Oh Allah, open the floodgates of your rahmat for us. Ya Allah, open the floodgates of your forgiveness for us. Ya Allah, nothing else has gathered us here except that we want forgiveness of our sins. We are hopeful of your mercy. Ya Allah, we have heard our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith that something that is dearly beloved to you is the forgiveness of sins. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. We are extending these begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, we feel ashamed to stretch our hands before human beings. Ya Allah, human beings become annoyed and angry if we have to stretch our hands and beg of them. But oh Allah, if we don't beg of you, you become annoyed. Ya Allah, your treasures are unlimited. Ya Allah, from your unlimited treasures we are seeking from you. Oh my beloved Allah, we are acknowledging our sins. We are confessing before you. We are not justifying any of our sins. Ya Allah, how can we justify before you when you know everything that we have done? You have seen everything that we have done. You have heard everything that we have spoken. There was nothing hidden from your sight. Ya Allah, we are acknowledging indeed we are most sinful ones on this earth. We are extremely weak servants of yours. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. But oh Allah, you are most forgiving, kind, loving. You dearly love the forgiveness of sins. Oh Allah, we are ashamed of our sins. Ay Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ay Allah, hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai, hum khatakar hai, hum napaak aur gande hai. Lekin mere maula, tere siwa hamara koi nahi. Where do we go, my Allah? Whatever we may be, we are your servants. Ay Allah, whichever way we look, it is your kingdom. Whether we go east or west, it is your kingdom. Whether we go deep down the ocean or up above the heavens, it's your kingdom. We cannot escape, O Allah, your might and your majesty. Ay mere pyare khuda, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Mere Allah, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ya Allah, when we have no one besides you, which door do we tap besides your door? Which home do we beg besides your home? Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive the sins, O my Allah, of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. No dignity, no honor left no more. Oh Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had left the ummah in one body and soul. Ya Allah, we have sliced the ummah into so many pieces. The enemies only did whatever was left. Ay mere pyare khuda, hamare hal par raham farma. Ay Allah, give the ummah once again that position of dignity and honor. Change the condition of our lives. Oh Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, change the direction of our lives. Ya Allah, change the direction of our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, at present sins are enjoyable. O Allah, at present sins have become enjoyable. Ya Allah, change this taste of ours. Ya Allah, humara zauk badal de. O Allah, change these desires of ours. Ya Allah, put desires of goodness into our heart. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to do that which is pleasing to you. Hawa wa hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Hawa wa hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu. Badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Ya Allah, how long are we going to walk on the surface of earth like munafiqs and hypocrites? How long are we going to indulge in sins and vices? How long are we going to remain displeasing you? Oh Allah, change the direction of our hearts. Clean and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, bless us all with long life. Bless us with good health, spiritual health and physical health. We are extremely weak, O Allah. We are sick and ailing, O Allah. Ey mere pyare khuda, hum bimar hai. Hame shifa ata farma. Jismani aur ruhani bimariyon se shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, we know that sometimes sicknesses can be a rahmat. Sometimes poverty can be a rahmat. But we are extremely weak, O Allah. Don't test us in this world. Don't test us in the qabr. Don't test us in the akhirat. Ey Allah, we are so weak that we will sell our iman for miserable coins, O Allah. Ya Allah, so many have sold their imans for some pretty face. So many have sold their imans for some miserable coins. Ey mere pyare khuda, we are seeking your protection. Ey Allah, protect our iman, protect our Islam. Ey Allah, protect the Muslim ummah. Ey Allah, puri ummat ki hifazat farma. Ey Allah, bless us with good health, spiritual health and physical health. Ey Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal, abundant halal, and take them out of their financial problems. Ya Allah, protect us from going to the banks and borrowing on interest. Protect us from taking interest and giving interest. Oh Allah, it is a cursed thing in front of you. Ey mere pyare khuda, save us and protect us. Ey Allah, when our shoes are on interest, when our carpets are on interest, when our homes are on interest, when our curtains are on interest, when our cars are on interest, when our clothes are on interest, so much so that even the food we buy on interest, mere pyare Allah, how can then rahmat descend in our lives? But oh Allah, we are seeking forgiveness. Whatever mistakes we made in our lives, we don't want to return to them again. Make it extremely easy for us, oh Allah, to reach you and to become connected with you and your Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remove all the barriers and the difficulties in our heart. Give us the himmat and courage of lions in our heart against nafs and shaitan. Ey Allah, give us such enjoyment in ibadat that, oh Allah, it becomes extremely easy to do everything that you have ordered. Ey mere pyare khuda, put hatred of sins in our hearts. Ey Allah, the sahaba-i-kiram, the tabi'in, the awliya of the ummat and the mashayikh. Oh Allah, they do ibadat, zikr, tilawat. They fulfill all your ahkam. Ya Allah, they fulfill your rights and the rights of the creation. But still they say, we have not been able to do justice. And Ya Allah, we commit sins upon sins upon sins. And we brag about our sins. We advertise them in the newspapers. Ya Allah, we are unashamed of our sins. Ey mere pyare khuda, ab to hamara haal badal de. Ya Allah, we commit sins and we are happy. Ey mere pyare khuda, hamara haal badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Ey mere pyare khuda, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Oh my beloved Allah, our children are growing up in an environment of sin and vice and fitnas. Mere pyare khuda, ab kidhar jaye? Ya Allah, we are being lashed by fitnas and the storms of fitnas from all sides. Fitnas from our left and right. Fitnas from in front of us and behind us. Fitnas pouring from the satellites above us.
Ey mere pyare khuda, fitnas in the line, in the form of deen, O Allah. In the garb of deen also fitnas are coming. Mere Allah, just a few meters away from the Rauza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the filthiest of music and the filthiest of films can be seen in that Mubarak lane, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, those hotels are in those very places where the homes of the Sahaba Kiram were. Ya Allah, when they are informed in their graves that those homes of yours which have been converted to hotels, the filthiest of films are being seen in that very place in which you used to tear before Allah in your tahajjud salat, in that tahajjud where you used to cry before Allah, they all the filthiest of music is being heard. Ya Allah, how much of injury and pain we are causing to my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his beloved companions who sacrificed everything for us, oh my beloved Allah. Hey, mere pyare Allah, in Makkah Mukarrama, just few meters away from the Kaabatullah, Ya Allah, the filthiest of films can be seen. Ya Allah, tu wahan ki hifazat farma, haramain sharifain ki hifazat farma, masjid aqsa ki hifazat farma, har fitne se hifazat farma, hamari masajid ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, protect our masajid, protect the masajid throughout the world, protect the madaris, protect the khanqahs, protect the work of da'wat and tabligh. Ay mere pyare khuda, har niyak aur deeni kaam ki tu hifazat farma. Allah, hum sabko sirat mustaqim par chala. Oh my beloved Allah, we are turning towards you, we are extremely weak. Ya Allah, but our support is no one else but you. You are powerful, you are almighty. Ya Allah, there is no weakness in you. There is no deficiency in you. We have gone weak. You haven't gone weak, O Allah. Let the winds of hidayah blow throughout the continents, O Allah. Let each and every person see the light of Islam. Ya Allah, let each and every person see the beauty of Islam. Ya Allah, bring them all into the deen of Islam. We are at the doors of Islam. Because of our actions and our character, nobody wants to accept Islam. Ey mere pyare khuda, hamari zindagi ka hal badal de. Change our condition. Become ours and make us yours, O my beloved Allah. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri, jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera zami meri. Oh Allah, if you are ours, then everything is ours. If you are not ours, then nothing is ours. Ey Allah, some are asking some things from you and others are asking other things from you. We are seeking you from you. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch mangata hai. Ilahi, main tujhse talabgar tera. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch mangata hai. Ilahi, main tujhse talabgar tera. Ey khuda, ye bandara ruswa wakun. Ey khuda, ye bandara ruswa wakun. Gar badam man sirre van paida wakun. Oh my beloved Allah, don't bring about any humiliation and disgrace and suffering upon us. Ya Allah, we know that we are full of sins and vices and evils. But oh Allah, cover up our sins and our weakness and our shortcomings. Ya Allah, don't let any humiliation come upon us in this world, in the qabr or the akhirah. Ya Allah, in front of billions of ummatis, Ya Allah, everybody will rise the way he has died. Ya Allah, don't let us rise with a bottle of wine in our hand. Don't let us rise with, O Allah, indulging in illicit love relationship. Ya Allah, when the angel of death visits us, let him visit us in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a casino. Don't let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication, or watching some filthy movie, or watching some filthy site on the internet. Oh Allah, with a bottle of wine in our hands, or with popping drugs in our mouths. Ha, very Allah, protect us and safeguard us. Hey Allah, deaths are coming everywhere. Ek din hame bhi jana hai. We have to leave this world whether we like it or not. Hey mere pyare khuda, one day this tongue is going to be silenced. Hey Allah, our hands will move no more. The eyes with which we have been seeing so much of filth and haram will see no more. It will be seeing the angels of death. Hey Allah, the time is going to come when our janazah will also proceed in the same direction. Ya Allah, ghusl will be given to our bodies. Ya Allah, our watches will be removed. The rings will be removed. Our clothes will be removed. And nothing but the kafan will be placed on us. Ya Allah, before the kafan is given to us, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Ya Allah, before the water of mayyat is poured over our bodies, Ya Allah, let us pour the water of tawbah over our hearts. Ey, very Allah, and when the time of our departure comes,
Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba and the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Ya Allah, bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba with the salatu wa salam alayka ya Rasulallah wa rawalim. He was burial in Jannatul Maqi, so that when the winds of Rahmat blow, we too get forgiven. But if our death is not Muqaddar, the way it may be, oh Allah, let it be a death of Barakat. Ya Allah, assist and help the Mujahideen. Ya Allah, Palestine ki Mujahideen ki madad farma. Ya Allah, assist the Mujahideen of Kashmir, of Chechnya, of Bosnia. Ya Allah, the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering everywhere in the world. Give the enemies hidayat, oh Allah. Give them hidayat, oh Allah. But if they have become obstinate and they have made up their minds that they will never accept, then Ya Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Cause the planes to crash. Cause the ships to sink. Create division and disunity amongst their ranks. Ya Allah, tu wahi khuda hai jo Badr ka khuda tha. Tu wahi khuda hai jo Uhud ka khuda tha. Tu wahi khuda hai jo Uhud ka khuda tha. Tu wahi khuda hai jo Khandaq ka khuda tha. Tu wahi khuda hai jo Fatah Makkah ka khuda tha. We have gone weak, but you haven't gone weak. Allah, ab to hamari duaye qubool kar le. Allah, all the duas that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made of goodness for us. Ya Allah, give us, bless us with that goodness. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen which are taking place. Ya Allah, bless all the workers of deen with ikhlas. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all his life he made duas for us, but especially in Hajjatul Wada with his 124,000 companions, each and every one of them a shining star. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made so much of duas on that occasion. Ya Allah, with his 124,000 companions, when he must have said, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik, Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, La sharika laka. Ha, my Allah, what a Labbaik that must have been. Ya Allah, the angels will never witness a scene of that nature again. Ya Allah, a congregation that is being led by my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, each and every one with a purified heart. Ya Allah, all the du'as that he made on that occasion, especially, oh Allah, after kissing the Hajr-e Aswad, the du'as that he made. Ya Allah, Hajr-e Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha, Rukne Yamani ko chu karke jo manga tha, Mataf mein chal karke jo manga tha, Mizab-e Rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo manga tha, Hatim mein namazein padh kar jo manga tha, Ghilaf-e Kaaba se lipat karke jo manga tha, Muqam-e Ibrahim ke piche du'a namazein padh kar jo manga tha. Ya Allah, after drinking Zamzam, the du'as that he made, the du'as that he made on Safa and Marwa, the du'as that he made in Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifah, and especially in Arafat, O Allah, from Zuhur to Asr, sinless Nabi of yours, O Allah, cried and cried and cried until his ihram became wet with his tears. Ya Allah, all the goodness that he asked for us on that occasion, bless us with that goodness. Our wives and children with that goodness, our parents with that goodness, and the entire ummah with that goodness, and from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, oh Allah, protect us, our parents and wives and children, and the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members, and the entire ummah. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. Ya Allah, hamari duaon ko huzur paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke sadqe-e-tufail mein qubool farma. Hum gande hain, napaak hain, sab kuch hai, lekin qubool farma. Ya Allah, ye safar jo hone wala hai, intihai aasan kar. Ya Allah, intihai aasani ke saath safar tay kara. اے اللہ, ہر قسم کی خیر و خوبی سے والا وال فرما, ان مبارک اور مقدس مقامات کی صحیح معنی میں قدر کی توفیق عطا فرما, اور ان کے وہاں کے رحمتیں اور برکتوں سے ہمارے دلوں کو منور فرما اور والا وال فرما. اے اللہ, bless us with the best of دنیا and the best of آخر. ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی. يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وسلم. Allah, those who are looking for marriage partners, bless them with good marriage partners who bear protection for their iman and an assistance in their deen. Those who have passed away, forgive them, fill their graves with noor, O Allah, and bless them with jannatul firdaus. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه ونور عرشه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.